Chapter 14. Now this is what the Israelites took as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the paternal houses of the tribes of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as Jehovah had commanded through Moses for the 9.5 tribes. Moses had given the inheritance of the other 2.5 tribes on the other side of the Jordan, and to the Levites he did not give an inheritance among them. The descendants of Joseph were considered 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a share in the land to the Levites, except cities to dwell in, and their pastures for their livestock and their property. So the Israelites apportioned the land just as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Then the men of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him,
"You well know what Jehovah said to Moses, the man of the true God, about you and me at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Jehovah, sent me out of Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I returned with a forthright report. Although my brothers who went up with me caused the people to lose heart, I followed Jehovah my God wholeheartedly. Moses swore on that day, saying, 'The land on which your foot has walked will become a lasting inheritance for you and your sons, because you have followed Jehovah my God wholeheartedly.' Now, just as he promised, Jehovah has preserved me alive these 45 years since Jehovah made this promise to Moses when Israel walked in the wilderness. I am still here today, 85 years old. And today I am as strong as on the day Moses sent me out. My strength is now as it was then, for war and for other activities. Therefore, give me this mountainous region that Jehovah promised on that day. Though you heard on that day that there were Anakim there with great fortified cities, surely Jehovah will be with me, and I will drive them out, just as Jehovah promised."
So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as an inheritance. That is why Hebron belongs to Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite as an inheritance to this day, because he followed Jehovah the God of Israel wholeheartedly. The name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba. Arba was the great man among the Anakim. And the land had rest from war.